we would just stop and pray with him, you know, and he really liked it. And we just pray for his daughter.
Carol Nordman says living out her faith for neighbors to see has created some great opportunities to point people to Jesus Christ. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for Making Your Life Count, and Carol shares her ongoing experience.
The neighbors know that we're Christians, and if we can share our produce or whatever during this time, you know, to encourage people. Another thing we did is a friend and I walked around the neighborhood praying for the neighborhood, and every time we would see someone, we'd tell them, you know, we are praying for the neighborhood. Is there something that we can pray for you? A number of people, you know, responded to that. And one man that we stopped by, anyway, he was had a child who was handicapped, and this was very hard for him. So it was from a Christian family, but kind of away from the Lord. So we would just stop and pray with him, you know, and he really liked it. And we just all hold hands and pray for his daughter.
And Carol says there are a variety of creative ways to pray for people and then to share Jesus with them.
I feel like people are out there who like to be prayed for. And then we distributed Jesus films. Our church small group and my friend, we put them on everybody's doors. So I know that they're out there now in the homes of all these people. I pray for the neighbors too through prayforeveryhome.org. Anyway, yeah, they give you 100 neighbors around you and a few every day that you can pray for. And it just circles around and you just keep praying. So I love that.
So how about you? Do you want to learn more about praying for and sharing with the people around you? Go to makingyourlifecount.com.